Kia ora koutou, nau mai, haere mai, and welcome to our Global Investor Call for November 2022, Take Two. Thank you for those of you joining us today. A copy of this recording will be made available after the event on the investor website by the end of the week. Also available on our website under the investor section is a copy of the minister's briefing as well as accompanying Q&A. What I thought would be worthwhile is, first of all, we'll do introductions. My name is Matthew Needham. I'm the CFO at Kainouora, and I am also joined by Jason Bligh, who is the treasurer. I'm going to talk a little bit about financials for last year, a bit of a recap, and also we're going to talk a little bit about the statements, and Jason is going to do a deeper dive in some of the question and answers. If you have questions relating to the decision, then they are best directed to the Minister's Office. And if you have questions related to future issuance, then that is best directed to the Treasury. So just starting off in talking about last year we invested 2.271 in building new warm, dry homes, which brings our total asset base to just shy of $49 billion. That is an increase of about $8 billion on last year and almost $16 billion since 2019-20 financial year. So that's $16 billion worth of assets that have been added over the last 3 years. But despite cooling market conditions in New Zealand in the second half of last financial year, and zoning changes in Auckland, and the increase in value of our land relating to that, and also the fact that our homes sit in lower quartiles of values in New Zealand, means that our house prices have actually increased significantly, or the land that they sit with on has increased significantly, despite market conditions turning unfavourable. Liabilities, of course, offset that because all of our new home construction is basically being funded out of market debt and additional and existing Crown loans. So it takes our liabilities from $8.9 billion in 2021 to $12.8 billion this year. We have a strong balance sheet position, though, and the increase in debt, interest rates, and everything else is basically means that although we have a strong cash flow position, we need to borrow to deliver the rest of the investment programs that we have in terms of renewals and future growth. And given the significance and cost of interest, the government has decided that the needs of Kainouora are best suited from issuance via debt management in the New Zealand Treasury. I'm going to pause there and hand over to Jason, who's going to talk about some of the Q&A.
Thank you, Matthew, and thanks again for joining us for version two. I'll touch on three aspects, being debt capacity for Kainouora debt buyback, and markets. I think it's important for investors and callers to note that this was all predicated around an uplift in the borrowing protocol limit. So the way that we are conceptualizing this now, it's for us, it's really referring it to Kainouora's debt capacity rather than a borrowing protocol limit. And so for financial year FY23, our debt capacity to complete this year's commitment is lifted effectively to $13 billion. So that $13 billion would include the existing borrowing protocol limit of 8.3, which is related to our external market debt, existing Crown loans of $2 billion and the new term facility of 2.75. I suppose the trajectory that we are moving towards is if we reference previous public government announcements to deliver public housing plans to FY24, that trajectory was around $15 billion. However, those trajectories were based on historical assumptions, so the pathway is likely to have upside risk to deliver, given the impacts of COVID across 2020 and 2021 impacting deferred delivery. I suppose all else being equal, an increase to a New Zealand debt management program would be what we would intend to be issuing into the market. But as Matthew alluded to, any sort of impact to their program is best directed to New Zealand Debt Management. In regards to any debt buyback, as we understand, New Zealand Debt Management will not be undertaking any bond buybacks. The bonds on market will be left to mature. Now, our issuer docs do include a permissive clause that both Kaiwaikawe and investors would need to agree to any buyback. However, as we understand, this is not the approach being undertaken, so we would not see that as a market consequence. The bonds also do not have a general early call or put right to them, so neither Housing New Zealand nor holders have a right to require redemption early. So hopefully that will address a few questions that we're going to field. In regards to the market, you know, the way that we've interpreted the contraction in spreads, it's really, in all purposes, a guarantee, but it's not a name. So I know there's some publications that were released, and we would agree in terms of the complete stop in issuance and market interpretation of effectively a crown underwrite of not only the future borrowing program, but also existing debt refinancing. But we want to be clear that this is not an explicit guarantee. Therefore, we acknowledge there will not, at this point in time, be any adjustments to risk weighting, although we also do acknowledge that we are in a special category by default, a slightly unique situation. I will pause there, and we'll open it up to Q&A, unless, Matthew, you've got any other questions.
Just to recap, if you have questions related to the decision, as I say, those questions should be directed to the Minister's Office. And if you have questions related to future issuance, then those questions are best to be directed to the New Zealand Debt Management. But more than happy to take any questions about our existing issuance.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you wish to queue for a question, please press 0 followed by 1 on your telephone keypad and wait for your name to be announced. As a reminder, if you wish to queue for a question, please press 0 followed by 1 on your telephone keypad and wait for your name to be announced. There are no questions at this point. Please continue.
Okay, well, thank you. Given that there's no questions, then we will basically end the call. But first of all, wanted to just say thank you very much for all your support to date. In the 4 years that we have been in the market, we're very fortunate to have been New Zealand Debt Issuer of the Year for the last 4 years. And secondly, to have the largest sustainable financing program in New Zealand. Very proud of our wellbeing bonds, but of course that wouldn't, none of that could have been achieved without your help and support. So we'd like to say a big thank you. I'm sure Jason would just like to add his words as well.
I fully endorse all those comments that without the support of the investors, market participants in the community, we wouldn't have got to where we are. So thank you and kia kite ana from me.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon.